Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Do you enjoy spending time outdoors?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Yes, I do. Today's topic is nature.
Today's title is bird watching. Bird watching. What are some fun things that you can do outside?
There's a lot of things. You can go biking, walking, swimming. I love going hiking. You can go to the mountains and see everything in nature.
Well, today we are learning about a fun activity that you can do outside and enjoy nature. Let's read about it with Peter.
Rob and Susie are talking about birds. Some people are serious about watching birds. They are called birders. Susie uses binoculars and a notebook for bird watching. She has a bird list, too. Tina asks about Susie's notebook. It is like a diary. Susie writes down the colors, shapes, and sizes of birds in it.
I heard before that our friends like bird watching. I'm glad that today we can learn more about that.
Some people are serious about this hobby, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Oh, what's the difference between a hobby and an activity?
That's a good question. Well, a hobby is an activity. And, you know, we all have hobbies. These are things that we like to do. On the weekends, we might plan what we want to do, and that's usually our hobby.
Well, that makes sense, and we've already learned a couple good words. Let's keep learning with our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 你好，我们今天的主题是赏鸟 bird watching. 鸟就是 bird. We are talking about birds today. 对有些人来说，赏鸟是一件很认真严肃的事。They are serious about watching birds. 形容词 serious 就是认真严肃的。Susie 说她赏鸟时会用望远镜和笔记本，好把观察到的记录下来。Notebook 就是笔记本。Susie uses a notebook for bird watching. Susie 有一本赏鸟日志。名词日记或者是日志就是 diary. It's like a bird diary.在这本日志上会记录鸟类的颜色、形状、大小等等的资料。形状就是 shape. She writes down the colors, shapes, and sizes of birds.
Hi, Rob. On today's program, we're talking about birds.
I like birds, but some people are serious about watching them.
They are called birders, but...Anyone can enjoy birds.
Would you call yourself a birder, Susie?
Well, I do have a bird list.
What is that?
When I see a bird, I write it down on my list. My list is pretty long.
All right, let's jump into this conversation with our two friends, Susie and Rob.
Our friends, of course, work on TV, so they get to do many different programs about different things. Our TV program is Let's Talk in English, but you already know that.
Our friends are talking about today's program being about birds. Let's name some birds.
Okay, well, in the city, I see birds like sparrows and pigeons and crows.
That's right. I also see ducks and geese at the ponds.
Okay, yes, those are in the water. Well, I like birds a lot. Do you?
I love birds. But did you know some people really, really like birds? I mean, really, really, really like them.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand, Peter. Some people are serious about bird watching.
Serious?About a fun hobby? I don't understand.
Well, how about we go to Christina? If you are learning English for fun, or you are a serious English student, we can all enjoy this short lesson.
很多人都喜欢鸟，但是有些人是很认真在赏鸟的。Some people are serious about watching them. 形容词 serious 可以用在很多不同的地方。首先这个句子 ,some people are serious about watching them, 表示这些人是认真对待这件事的。当然你也可以说 serious about someone, 比如 ,are you serious about her? 你对她是认真的吗？这就是在问你是不是真心认真的在跟对方交往。第二 ,serious 也可以用来形容一个人的个性或态度是比较严肃的。比如 ,my father is a serious man, 我父亲是一个严肃的人。第三就是把 serious 当作严重的意思。如果有车祸发生了你可能会问 ,was the accident serious? 车祸严重吗？最后如果在讨论严肃的事情有人不认真一直开玩笑的话你可以对他说 Please be serious. This is important. 你要要求对方认真正经一点。这些都是形容词 serious 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So, what are people called that watch birds for fun? Oh, sorry. I should say that are serious bird watchers.
They are called birders, but really anyone can enjoy birds.
You like birds, Pauline?
Yes, I do. I have picked places to visit for vacation just to see birds.
Wow, you really like nature vacations.
I do. That's one of my favorite ways to travel is to pick places in nature to go and animals to see.
Yes, our world is full of different animals to see.Well, would you call yourself a birder, Pauline?
Oh, good question. I think when I lived in Costa Rica, I would have said, yes, I'm a birder, because I kept a list of all the birds I saw. I was very interested in it. Now, I am still interested in birds, but I'm not as serious about it. Oh, but hey, that was a great question you asked me.Let's have Rebecca explain that question a little more.
Hello, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for, a grammar point. In today's grammar point, you're going to learn about a word that reflects back on you or somebody else. For example, would you buy yourself a snack? Or you could say,Would he ask himself some questions? Friends, it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. And I'll look at this question another way. I guess you could say it two ways. You can either say do or would.
Yes, but the word would is more polite, and it fits the question here better.
I agree.So we learn that Susie has a bird list. I guess all birders have them.
Well, it's a good way of keeping track and remembering all the birds you have seen. Susie really is a birder.
Well, let's learn some more, but we need to take a short break right now. Friends, we'll be back after this. Don't go away. Welcome back. Hey, Pauline, I have a bird list, too.
You do? What's on your list?
Well, chicken, turkey, and duck.
Okay, pretty good.
Ham, beef, crab, chicken.
Hey, are you just telling us foods that you like to eat? I have never heard of a bird called ham.
Okay, but just imagine, if there was, that bird would be delicious.
Don't think I am going to agree with you on that, Peter. How about we just go to conversation B? Susie, what do you use for bird watching?
I use binoculars and a notebook.
Do you have a bird diary?
Yes, I write down many things about birds.
Do you mean the colors, shapes, and sizes of birds? Is there anything else?
You should also write down where and when you saw a bird.
Okay, I can't wait to go bird watching.
Now we are talking more about this hobby, bird watching. What do you use for bird watching?
Ooh, first, let's practice that sentence. What do you use for running?
Oh, I use running shoes and a water bottle. What do you use for traveling?
I use a suitcase and a backpack. Okay, and let's ask the question again. What do you use for bird watching?
Susie uses binoculars and a notebook. I'll talk about binoculars. Pauline, you explain what a notebook is.
Okay, a notebook is a small book where you write down, in this case, all the birds you saw, although sometimes you just use a notebook in class.
Well, binoculars, you need these for bird watching because you have to see far away and birds are really small, so you will need them.
So these are things you need to be a birder.
Pauline, do you have a notebook for when you go out in nature?
Actually, I don't. I usually take so many pictures that is the way I remember what I saw.
Oh, okay. So you can use your phone to keep track of them. Well, this is really helpful if you do bring a notebook or use something like that. When you see a bird or something, then you can remember it.
Where and when?
Here and now.
That's right. Where and when, here and now, is today's
calendar phrase.
Where and when?
Where and when?
在哪里？什么时间？
Let's go bird watching.
Bird watching? Okay. Where and when?
We can enjoy the birds.
Okay, where and when?
We can enjoy the great outdoors.
Okay, where and when?
Here and now.
Let's get started. Ooh, wow.
Where and when?
Where and when? 在哪里？什么时间？
That was fun. So let's think about some other things that you might write down about the bird.
Well, people can also record the sounds they make, or they might film the bird too. You can learn a lot about them this way.
Some people can make the same sound as a bird. I have a friend that can sound like many different birds. Just tell him which one and he can make that sound.
Wow, I'm sure that he too writes down a lot about birds, when and where he saw them.
Let's go to Christina for a moment for a little bit more on this.
在写赏鸟日志的时候，不但要描述鸟的外形，还要写下看到这只鸟的时间和地点。You should also write down where and when you saw a bird. 这个句子虽然比较长，但是请看后面的Where and when you saw a bird? 在哪里什么时候看到一只鸟它是名词子句做 write down 的受词。我们来看两个例子。Can you tell me where and when we're meeting? 可不可以告诉我碰面的地点和时间 ?I don't know where and when he bought the shoes. 我不知道他什么时候在哪里买那双鞋子的。你也练习造句一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. Well, I think that Tina is really excited about going bird watching, but I don't think she knows how early she will have to wake up.
Well, I've never gone bird watching. Is it really, really early?
Well, usually, yes. Let's just say that in this case, the early bird really does catch the worm.
Hey, that's a helpful saying. This is in English. When you wake up the earliest, you're the first there. then you get the prize. That's a good saying to end on.
That is a good saying to end on. Although we also have some good words to end with as well. Let's review those now.
Here's the first key word from today. Bird. Bird. Birds like to sing in the morning.
Serious. Serious. He is a serious basketball player.
Notebook. Notebook. I need a new notebook for class.
Diary. Diary. I write in my diary every night.
Shape. Shape. This block is the wrong shape. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Rob. On today's program, we're talking about birds.
I like birds, but some people are serious about watching them.
They are called birders, but anyone can enjoy birds.
Would you call yourself a birder, Susie?
Well, I do have a bird list.
What is that?
When I see a bird, I write it down on my list. My list is pretty long.
Susie, what do you use for bird watching?
I use binoculars and a notebook.
Do you have a bird diary?
Yes, I write down many things about birds.
Do you mean the colors, shapes, and sizes of birds? Is there anything else?
You should also write down where and when you saw a bird.
Okay, I can't wait to go bird watching. Okay, so today we are talking about bird watching, and I wanted us to look at one of my favorite birds.
Okay, which bird would you like to talk about?
Well,
Are you thinking?
No, I'm giving you a hint.
Oh, hummingbird. That is the sound this bird makes when it flies.
Yes, hummingbirds are the tiniest birds in the world, and they are only found in the Americas, in North America and South America.
This is one of my favorite birds. They are so interesting and different. And they eat the sweet juice inside flowers. That is called nectar. They use their tongue to do that.
Oh, but did you know that hummingbirds are also very smart? They can remember every flower they have been to and how long it will take a flower to refill its nectar.
Wow, they are better at remembering things than I am.
Oh, and their seeing and hearing is also amazing. Hummingbird sight and hearing is better than humans.
Wow, they are fast too. How fast does your heart beat?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 60 times a minute when I rest and 120 when I exercise.
Well, a hummingbird's heart beats 250 times per minute at rest. When they are working hard, that's about 1,260 times.
Whoa, that's amazing. See, I love learning about nature.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Hey, Ginger, let's talk about birds today.
Good idea. A lot of people enjoy birds.
That's true. In fact, I enjoy birds.
Why don't you get a bird? They make great pets.
I don't enjoy pet birds. I like watching birds, wild birds.
Oh, people that watch birds are called birders.
That's right.
Are you serious about watching birds?
Well, I have binoculars.
Ooh, that's serious. Do you have a bird list?
Yes, I write things about birds in a notebook.
Oh, what kinds of things?
The colors, shapes, and sizes of birds.
Hey, maybe I'll get a notebook too. I like watching birds.
You do?
Yes, but I like seeing them on my computer.
Birds on your computer? What kind of birds?
Angry birds!
Ginger!
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about the outdoors. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Hi Kerr. Hello, Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Now, Hi, do you enjoy the outdoors?
Yes, Rob, I love the outdoors. I go out to enjoy some fresh air every weekend.
Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Xuan Liang of Taipei, Taiwan. Xuan writes, my parents have a favorite hobby. They love to walk in the mountains and explore. In Chinese, we call it 爬山. When you translate it directly, it means to climb a mountain. But I know that in English, to climb a mountain is different than to walk up a mountain. So what is the right word to talk about walking up a mountain?
Great question, Xuan. I believe the word you are looking for is hike. We hike up mountains.
Right. You hike. You can also go for a hike, or you can go hiking.
Yes, to hike a mountain is very different from climbing a mountain.
That's right. Can you tell us the difference, Hi?
Sure. When you hike a mountain, you follow a trail up a mountain. You don't need much equipment to hike. You can hike with just a good pair of shoes and maybe a walking stick.
What if you want to climb a mountain?
Oh, when you climb a mountain, you need equipment. You use it and your hands and feet to pull yourself up the side of a mountain.
You will need a lot of good equipment for that.
Yes, you will need a helmet, some rope, some hooks, and lots of practice.
I understand. So, Xuan, I hope that answers your question. When we walk up a mountain trail, that is hiking. When we climb, we need equipment to help pull ourselves up a mountain. Well, thanks for your help, Hi. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, I am really enjoying this topic today. I'm glad we're going to keep talking about it tomorrow.
Hey, that's a really good point. Yes, we will continue talking about bird watching tomorrow. So make sure that you join us. I know Pauline will be there.
I'll be here. I hope you're here with us too. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.